Welcome, friends, to another exciting episode of AVGM Journey, and I'm your host, The Messenger. The track that we're playing in this show is Flower Stage from the game Tetris Attack, and it was composed by Masaya Kazumi. We've got some fun tracks for you guys, and before we get into that, I do have a little bit of top-of-the-show business I would like to go over, and it's a bit of a good news, bad news type of deal. The good news is that AVGM Journey is not dead. It's not going anywhere. I'm still going to be doing the show. However, I'm going to be slowing down on the amount of episodes that come out. It's already happening, but I wanted to make it official and to let you guys know what's been going on. And that the episodes are going to come out on a whenever I feel like kind of schedule. There's not going to be like a schedule at all. And that it'll be a case of whenever I get inspired or excited for something that I want to share with you guys, I will just release it then. I'm sorry for any inconveniences, and I appreciate the support that you guys have been giving me over the years. And I hope to still have that continued support. I think with that out of the way, let's get into the music. And we're going to kick things off with a request from Ed Wilson of the VG Embassy podcast. He wanted me to play the track Forest Night Fever from the game Vampire Survivors. And this was composed by Filippo Vicarelli. Track that you just heard, that was Forest Night Fever from the game Vampire Survivors. It was composed by Filippo Vicarelli, and this was a request by Ed Wilson. So thank you, Ed, for that request. That was a pretty amazing track. And from my understanding, the game itself is pretty amazing too. Maybe it was just me, but it did seem like Vampire Survivors just kind of came out of nowhere, and a lot of people were really into it, especially Ed. And the track itself goes hard right away. I definitely get a Castlevania vibe from it, which makes sense. So when I listen to this track, I definitely think to myself, what if this was like Michiru Yamane composing the soundtrack for Castlevania Bloodlines on the Genesis, but wasn't held back by the hardware limitations of the Genesis? It definitely has that FM sound to it, but with the luxury of using modern sound hardware. I would definitely like to talk more about Vampire Survivors with Ed, and I don't know, maybe he can come back on the show and talk Vampire Survivors? I'm just throwing the invite out there. So once again, thank you, Ed, for that track. We're gonna keep this forest theme going with this next request, which is a track that's being requested by 4Push, and they wanted me to play the track The Withered Forest from the game Etrian Odyssey, and that track was composed by Yuzo Koshiro. Thank you. That track that you just heard, that was The Withered Forest from the game Etrian Odyssey. It was composed by Yuzo Koshiro, and this was a request by 4push. So thank you, 4push, for that request. You definitely get a different vibe with this track than the Vampire Survivors track, and that it starts off very moody, and it has this feeling of mystery to it. But it does eventually ramp up, and you start to get that sense of danger as you're exploring these dungeons and fighting monsters. And I'll admit that I don't really know too much about the Etrian Odyssey games, other than that they're a first-person dungeon crawler that happens to have a pretty kick-ass soundtrack. And also has this gameplay gimmick of not having an auto map for the dungeons, and that you have to use the DS touchscreen to map out the dungeons as you're exploring them, which is pretty cool in my opinion. Definitely get that sense of immersion. So I just want to say once again, thank you 4push for that request. We're going to move on to one more request. This time coming from longtime requester Utopia Nemo, and they wanted me to play track 2 from the game Wonder Dog, and this was composed by Martin Iveson. Thank you. That track that you just heard, that was track 2 from the game Wonder Dog. It was composed by Martin Iveson, and this was a request by Utopia Nemo. So thank you, Utopia Nemo, for that request. Wonder Dog is one of those Sega CD games that I was kind of aware of, and that it was normally portrayed in a pretty negative light. But I will admit that I really dig this track, and it's actually a really nice first level track. It's very chill. Especially when you're playing as this super-powered dog that throws stars at birds, rabbits, and cute little woodland critters, which I just find pretty funny in a way. What's really weird to me is that the track doesn't really go for anything super crazy, but I feel like the composition is pretty strong, and I definitely get an early morning having fun type of vibe from it. In a way, it doesn't take itself seriously. I think it definitely knows what it is. So I just want to say once again, thank you, Utopia Nemo, for that track. We're going to move on to this song from an unreleased Game Boy Color game, which I accidentally discovered recently. And this is coming from the game Stiff. The track is Spring, and this was composed by Farid Verhurl. That you guys just heard, that was Spring from the game Stip, and it was composed by Farid Verhurl. And that's going to just about do it for the show this week. If you like what you've been listening to, have your friends check out the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever podcasting service that you can think of. I'm more than likely going to be on there. You can email the show at vgmjourney@yahoo.com, or you can also check us out on Twitter at vgmjourney. We also have a Discord server for the show, which I will provide a link for that in the show notes, where you could hang out with your fellow VGM journeymen and talk about games, music, and even look at some cool art. We're also going to play things out with one more track, and I think this is a pretty cool piece of music. And that track is Training from the game Glover, and it was composed by Rob Lord, Paul Weir, and Mark Bandola. Take care, everyone.